It's The Crush, 95.9 and 95.5, streaming at KRSH.com. It is that time on Thursday from farm to table. Welcome back, Amy Ricard, Community Resource Manager. Good morning.
Good morning, Mindy. Yep, we are back with you all for another week. As I mentioned, the Farm Bureau needed a bit more time to find a new host, and we were having so much fun, so we decided to stick around through the end of this month. But the Farm Bureau will be back in March, so fear not. As I mentioned, I work at Ag and Open Space as the Community Resources Manager, and part of what me and my team do is build and foster relationships with amazing community partners. And so today we have a guest from one of those partners. We have Carmen Snyder, who is the Executive Director of Sonoma County Farm Trails. Thanks so much for joining me today, Carmen.
Oh, thanks for inviting me. It's great to be here.
Awesome. I know you've been on the show before, but for new listeners or folks who don't know, can you tell us a bit about Farm Trails and the work that you all do?
Sure. So Sonoma County Farm Trails is really the pioneer of agritourism. It's a nonprofit that was formed in 1973 by a group of forward-thinking farmers and the Ag Commissioner to facilitate direct sales and connect the public with the producers. And so to that end, in 1973, they produced a map plotting all the farm stands mm-hmm. and listing what was available in this, you know, amazingly bountiful and diverse agricultural community. And we still produce the mapping guide. That'll be coming out in April. We also produce seasonal farm tours, and Our boiled down mission is farms forever. Mm-hmm. And I would add to that farmers forever. We want to keep farmers and farms in Sonoma County. And so we do everything we can to promote our local farmers and producers and ranchers and restaurateurs who are farm to table, and also to educate the public about the value of supporting local food systems.
Right. Right. Oh, wow. That's great. You do a lot, certainly. I know it's hard to choose, but is there an area of your work that you wish more people knew about?
I think, that's a
that's a toughie.
That's a tough one. I think, well, we've invested a lot in a really dynamic website, which is farmtrails.org, where people can search for that has an advanced filtered search where, you know, if you want organic, humanely raised bacon coming from Sebastopol, it will plot those on the map for
specific.
You. It can get very specific. So I think that the resource of our website is really valuable to the public, and it also lists the events that we have coming up. We have member spotlights on there where people can get to know their farmers better. Mm-hmm. And pretty much, I mean, that's just all in one for everything we do. So I would say that's the piece that I would love people to visit the website to get more informed. And if I could add a second thing, we also have a sister nonprofit, which is a 501c3 nonprofit, the Farm Trails Foundation, that administers scholarships.
Oh, wow.
And so that's always been a big part of our work. We have scholarships through the Farm Bureau, through the JC, through Shone Farm, which is part of the JC. Mm-hmm. We send farmers to EcoFarm. And we're looking at also offering microgrants.
That's great.
For farmers.
Yeah, I didn't know that, and I think I'm pretty familiar with your organization, mm-hmm. but I didn't even know that, so that's great. So seeing as you work with a diverse community of farmers across the county, what do you see as some of the challenges facing our farming community today, and how do you see Farm Trails as helping to address those challenges?
Mm-hmm. I think cost of living and land access continue to be challenges for our farmers. Really, our wheelhouse is trying to make public, to elevate, to celebrate the farmers. We have a wonderful newsletter that's seasonal every month that tells what the different offerings and opportunities are coming up from our membership. And I would say the bottom line of that is that we want to support the economic viability of farmers.
Right.
And that's a challenge here.
Yep. Yeah, I would say, yeah, go ahead.
And I would add to that, you know, just kind of breaking news is the that a lot of our members already and a lot of our nonprofit partners are already being impacted by the federal grant freeze.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
And that hence that's part of, you know, what how we're really looking at what can we do mm-hmm. in terms of micro grants to mm-hmm. directly support those farmers.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so important. Yeah. You know, as Ag and Open Space, we're also trying to support our local farmers and ranchers through, you know, conserving land. The quarter cent sales tax that we collect countywide means that our community, people like you and everyone else, are helping to support local agriculture as well. You know, going a bit further, I guess, then, you know, other ways, are there other ways that our community can help support our farmers and ranchers?
I think, you know, shopping directly from them is mm-hmm. the best avenue. It's the best margins from them. So joining community supported agriculture projects, CSAs, going to farmers markets, shopping at Oliver's, mm-hmm. visiting the farms directly, and also telling your friends about them. Like if you find a product that you love, spread the word. Mm-hmm. And if you're at a restaurant and you'd like to see more local food on the menu, make your voice heard.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that's why your map and your website is so helpful, right? Mm-hmm. So help people find those local producers and farms where they can buy local and buy direct. You didn't mention this, but, you know, part of the reason I'm so familiar with your organization is the Gravenstein Apple Fair that you've put on every year in August. But what other things can we look forward to you from, you know, this year? Are there other special events or activities that you're planning right now?
We are. So we're currently wrapping up our membership drive, and we'll be producing and releasing the 52nd anniversary map and guide in April, and then May 17th and 18th is our spring tour called Blossoms, Bees, and Barnyard Babies.
Oh,
where folks can.
I love alliteration.
Yes. And it's so sweet because there really are oftentimes babies being born on the trail. It's an opportunity for the public to visit our producers. It's free to the public. We do ask people to register so we can give them a map and the program and updates. You can find that at farmtrails.org. It's a really sweet way to connect more deeply with the producers because it's wonderful to meet them at farmers markets where you get their recipes and you get to ask them questions, but to actually see how they treat their animals or how they, all the inputs that go into compost and how they work the land and all the equipment that's involved. Mm-hmm. I think it really does give people a better sense of the true cost of well-grown food and a deeper mm-hmm. connection to the land and to what's on their table.
Mm-hmm. I've participated in the past, and it's mm-hmm. super fun. It's really a great learning experience to get out there and meet the farmers. Mm-hmm. And if you have little ones, it's also nice to get out there and, you know, pet the baby goats and things like that. It's really fun. Well, as we're kind of wrapping up, we've been asking some of our guests this question. What do you think makes Sonoma County so special?
I think it is the agriculture. I mean, of course, we have these amazing microclimates from the ocean to the redwoods. And it's the deep-rooted agricultural roots here and the young and new farmers that want mm-hmm. to innovate, mm-hmm. who are really like ahead of the curve on regenerative agriculture as part of the climate solution. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's what differentiates us is our commitment to keeping agriculture in the county.
Yeah. I would agree. Well, it's been a pleasure chatting with you, Carmen. Sonoma County Farm Trails is a great organization. We're so lucky to have you here in the county. You mentioned it before, but just one last time for folks that want to get more information, where do they go?
So for information about all of Farm Trails tours and events or to sign up for our newsletter, go to farmtrails.org. And for information about the Gravenstein Apple Fair, amazing sweet country fair celebration, August 9th and 10th, go to gravensteinapplefair.com.
Okay. Thank you so much, Carmen.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.